Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. So, today's topic, and I was a dentist for 14 years. Now we're doing the dental practice brokerage for 25 years, a dentist, and I had three practices. And now we're doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. Today's topic, volume two. Seller dentists who sold to the DSOs and made millions. Volume two, what did they do? How did they then spend their money when all the money came in? You'd be surprised. Anyway, so we have, as you know, now 10 employees. We're in 22 states and we're available to you 363 days a year. We take our Christmas and Easter. And our number is 201-663-0935. Website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So give us a .com. So give us a call. We'd be happy to work with you and give you some free advice, or you want an appraisal, just call us. Everything you're about to hear is for informational purposes, educational. It's not legal advice. So, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, remember, we work with them all the time. And we know who the best ones are. They often will pay our commission. So you as a seller to a DSO, big deals, will often pay your commission. But even if you have a large practice that's grossing, like it's going to sell over $1.23 million sale price, will still get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing when you work with us. And when we work with the DSOs, they pick up our commission. We don't work for them, but they pick up the commission. So there's no commission and no net legal fees upon successful closing. So it works out pretty good. So let's hear about, this is volume two. Let's hear about what happened with these deals. So there was another dentist and a partner. They had 34 practices, something like that, 32, somewhere around there. And they sold for big money, like 200,000, 200 million plus. And it was in the heyday in 21, 22, when everybody was buying like crazy. They got a high multiple, like 10x times their EBITDA. And, we're in volume two, because if you listen to my previous tape, it was volume one. All right, what did they do with the money? Just over $200 million split between two. And now don't forget, these were wealthy guys before that. They were making about $18 million a year net out of all their 36 offices, and they would split that. These guys were already millionaires. When the $200-plus million came in, what do you think they did? They didn't do anything. They didn't buy anything extra. So one of the fellows would go to, he loved going to a foreign country and around the world, and he would rent the penthouse at the hotel for a month, and it was expensive, like maybe $100,000, rent out the whole penthouse for a month. He had a driver, all the food he could eat, and it would be for an entire month. Could afford a jet if he wanted one. He said, I don't want to take care of a jet. He says, my buddy has a jet. If I want to fly somewhere, I pay him, and I use his jet on demand. That's it. And if I want to fly family members in, I use his jet, fly my family in. If I'm in Florida and I want the kids to come down, I send the jet to pick them up. He says, but I don't want to take care of a jet. I don't want to take care of a piece of property. I'll rent hotels, the most exclusive room at the hotel, and that's all I need. So he has a nice car. It's a little old. It's an expensive car, but he bought it 7 years ago. He says, well, I'm not buying another car. I got an expensive car. I'm happy. And his partner was the same way. Had the same type of car, and he doesn't want anything. They have their main house they live in, each of them, and that's it. They don't want anything else. So they had over $200 million. They didn't spend it on anything because they said, we don't want to take care of anything. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're going to be living a long time. Hopefully, the money's there for health. Or if we have need living or whatever, we got the money. I don't care. That was example number one. Then I just got off the phone with one of my bankers, who I was telling this story to. He says, it's funny you say that. He knew this dentist, I think below the age of 50, did really well, created multiple practices, sold to a DSO, private equity. He was loaded. And what do you think he did? Traveled the world and unloaded all of his real estate. Didn't want to deal with anything. So I don't want to take care of anything. So pretty much everything I own, I could almost about carry with me. He takes cruises. He lives in the finest of... He'll stay in a country for a couple of months, then move on to the next country. And he's mobile. Everything he owns is basically can fit in a car. He just doesn't have anything. I guess it's the peace of mind. He became a minimalist. And it's kind of interesting. You would think everybody's striving to get the millions, to buy the cars, the houses, the jets. And here's fellows that can't afford it. All of a sudden, they don't want it because of what it takes. The maintenance and everything. You know, I know these lecture tapes generally are dealing with, what I'm dealing with on a day in and day out basis with these doctors and the problems and the issues and so forth. But on the other end, what you're all striving for may not be what you really... at the end want once you get all that money. So something to think about. This is real life. I just heard about this. I knew about the other guy that I told you on my previous volume one. And then I was just reflecting here in volume two. And I knew about the one fellow with over 200 million partner. And then this one, another banker told me about it today. So it's just interesting. I know what you're striving for. We're trying to focus on that, all the minutiae, the problems, the issues. But just think about it. Everything you've strived for, wanted, and millions, it may not actually be what you want. So just give it a little thought before you drive yourself crazy. Most important commodity for you is going to be time. And hopefully you spend enough time with the children when they were young or now. Spend as much time. Hopefully you're healthy. Nothing happens to you. But this, on the other end, I just thought I'd share that with you because it's very interesting, I thought. All right, we got a bunch of videos going out. We're on a roll here. Call us if you need us. Hit the subscribe button. I think I did like six, seven videos in the last 2 weeks. In fact, just a side note, I know you don't want to hear this again. 3 disabilities, 3 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday, the fellow passed away over the weekend. Monday, needs major arm, wrist, hand surgery. He's going to be out for 90 days. And then the third one, I can't even remember now. It's 3 disabilities in a row. So every 6 months, I think I'll do is gather up, rather than bore you with this, I'll gather up all the disabilities and just run it down with you. And you could say it's not going to happen to you. I know that. You could say that, you know, your father lived till 90, your mother lived to 100. I know that. So every 6 months, I'm just going to give you a summary. You want to listen? Listen. If not, you know, don't listen to the... Just shut the tape off. Shut the video off. I just thought I'd share with some reality. This is a reality channel. As things are breaking, it's breaking information. This is true stuff. I don't have time to make this up. I can't even make up these stories. We just don't have time. We don't have time to write articles, books. I mean, eventually I will. But this stuff is breaking so fast. I'm trying to bring it to you right now. This is happening today or hours ago. So one of these days we'll get it together with a book. But then by the time I finish writing the book, it'll be old. So just listen to these YouTubes. Hope you're learning something from them. We're having a great time here. Going swimming now. Bye now.